Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 28th of July. The International Air Transport Association has launched an environmental sustainability training program together with the University of Geneva. While sustainability has played an important role in the industry for many years, it is a key priority as the sector rebuilds from the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. In a recent survey of more than 800 industry training professionals, sustainability was identified as a top training need. The Certificate of Advanced Studies in Environmental Sustainability in Aviation has six modules covering design, a sustainable strategy, environmental management systems in aviation, responsible leadership, sustainable aviation fuels, corporate social responsibility and organizational ethics, and carbon markets and aviation. The program also blends the environmental-specific courses with corporate social responsibility and responsible leadership. In a rare reversal of its position, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that it will now let stand a lower court ruling prohibiting the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention from enforcing coronavirus-related requirements for cruise ships operating from Florida ports. Just the previous weekend, the same appeals court in a 2-1 decision had sided with the CDC to stay the lower court ruling and thus allow the CDC's authority with the conditional sailing order framework for cruise lines to continue. On Friday, the state of Florida filed an appeal for that stay to the U.S. Supreme Court. Cruise Lines International Association said, "Cruise line members resuming initial operations from Florida and all other U.S. ports will continue to operate in accordance with public health protocols that prioritize the health and safety of passengers, crew, and the communities we visit." A Boeing 737 passenger jet operated by the Belarusian air carrier Belavia, which was en route from Minsk, Belarus to Antalya, Turkey, made a successful emergency landing at Moscow's Domodedovo Airport after sending an emergency signal mid-flight. According to reports, the Belavia plane landed at Moscow's Domodedovo Airport with only one functioning engine. The plane was bypassing Ukraine, and after sending the distress signal, it descended and changed course to Moscow. There were 197 passengers and 7 crew on board, and no reports of deaths or injuries after the emergency landing. Sabre was vociferous when it responded to American Airlines' recently filed lawsuit. The carrier seeks to stop the travel technology company from using a new method of displaying airfares on its travel agency reservation system. Sabre called American Airlines a jilted suitor that's jealous of Delta getting a deal similar to the one that it had rejected. American's lawsuit alleges that Sabre's new format for displaying airfares breaches its contract with American Airlines by biasing search results in favor of its domestic rival, Delta Airlines. Sabre filed in a Texas court its response to American's allegations, saying the claims are without merit and that it intends to defend against the suit. Sabre said it offered American Airlines a similar value-based fee agreement and that the carrier turned it down. Sabre and its peer distribution tech companies Amadeus and Travelport have historically received various criticisms from airlines with mixed results. Earlier this month, the European Commission said it found nothing illegal about the way two global distribution systems set up their agreements with travel agents and airlines. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.